This is Judith Leigh welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio! I'm very fortunate to be able to say that there's never any shortage of guests to welcome or topics to explore on this programme. But I'm also aware that over the years, we've featured some truly inspirational visitors whose message is still as fresh and relevant today. So, from our Sunday morning archives, today we'll be listening to priest and author Reverend David Adam, who was Vicar of Holy Island when he visited us here in 1999. David is going to be speaking about one verse from the Prayer of St. Patrick. So let's start with a musical setting of those words from Sean Davies' work, The Pilgrim.
I arise today through the strength of heaven, light of sun, radiance of moon, splendor of fire, speed of lightning, swiftness of wind, depth of the sea, stability of earth, firmness of rock. I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's eye to look before me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me from all who shall wish me ill, afar and anear, alone and in a multitude. Against every cruel, merciless power that
David Adam was born in Alnwick, Northumberland. When he left school at the age of 15, he went to work underground in the coal mines for 3 years before going to theological college. After ordination as an Anglican priest, he served for over 20 years as vicar of Danby, Castleton and Commondale in North Yorkshire. And that was where he developed a deep interest in the lives of the Celtic saints and began writing prayers in the Celtic pattern. So his next appointment as vicar of Lindisfarne, or Holy Island, off the coast of Northumbria, was a perfect placement, with its recorded history stretching back to the 6th century when it was an important centre of Celtic Christianity. It was here, on Holy Island, that Reverend David Adam ministered to thousands of pilgrims for 13 years until he retired in March 2003. He's the author of many inspiring books on spirituality and prayer, and his Celtic writings rekindled a keen interest in our Christian heritage. He came to the island in 1999 and gave a series of talks in St Andrew's United Reformed Church here in Douglas. This is just one of them, where Reverend David Adam is reflecting on one verse from one of his favourite prayers, St Patrick's Breastplate. Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ above me, Christ beneath me, Christ within me.
St. Patrick's Breastplate is one of my favourite prayers, perhaps because if you go to Dublin and read in the oldest copy, it says in the front, pray this prayer every day and no harm will befall you. So for about a year, I prayed it every day. And I began to realise that there was far more truth in that prayer than I understood. But it wasn't about life on earth. It was about how eternal we are. We meet Christ in other people. You can't take God to anyone. It's an important thing to learn. You can never take God to anyone. You can help them to discover the God that is with them and within them. You've got no more of God in you than they have in them. But you might need to help them to open their eyes, their ears, their hearts, to be aware of that great mystery and wonder which is actually theirs. Can I take you through St. Patrick's prayer? I'll take you through the last verse, because it's ever so easy. Christ be before me. I wonder what's going to happen next year. I wonder how you're going to cope. Lots of questions like that. I know who will be there. And this is what you've got to learn. No matter where I go, what I do, I know who goes with me and who will be there. For God is there, the God who goes before. And the God who goes before has gone through the hells of this world, betrayal, desertion, agony of body, mind and spirit, crucifixion, a church that misunderstood him, a state that manipulated him. You know, you could go on. He's been through it all, and he's there. He's always before us. Wherever we go, we'll not be alone. Christ behind me. The God who's behind us is the God who also walks in our past. If you're an Anglican, you know that church wardens walk behind bishops. So that if anybody gets hit, it's the church warden. That's the tradition. Christ walks behind us to protect us from the past. Mainly our own past. From the things that we daren't open doors to. From the things we can't forgive ourselves, Christ is there. Whatever your past, he's still there. He's not left you. Christ before me, Christ behind me. Christ on my right, Christ on my left. Christ in the other that I meet. I have a friend who has had a very, very difficult life. She married early. And her husband was very severe. He wouldn't allow children because of the dirty things. And their marriage fell apart. And she had a very serious breakdown. And during her breakdown, she began to learn that God was actually speaking to her through some of the people around her. Not in words, but in the way they showed they cared. And she'd never experienced this loving care before. And when she was in the psychiatric ward, they thought she was going to be there a long, long time. And she was a very bonny girl. And one of the orderlies decided she was lovely. And he asked if he might even take her out for a day. And he did. And then it grew and grew. And in the end, they did get married. And she's healthy, well, got a family, through the love of another. And she says through that love, she learnt God's love. And she recognised that God's love's nearly always expressed through the love of others. If you're denied love in this life, it's very hard indeed to discover the love of God. That's unfortunate, but that is a fact. But if you've had any love at all, that can then grow. And I've discovered once you know love, the greatest thing to do with it is give it away. And it grows. Keep it, and it dies. It's got to be shared. That's why mission is important. And that's why expressing our love is important. Christ on my right and on my left. And often when we say this prayer, I've said it in a circle and acknowledged, you know, the Christ's on my right and on my left. I need a God that's beneath me. But if he is, he's got to be a long, long way down, because it's easy to fall. And I don't know about you, but there are times when it feels you've gone a long way down. Though the sun rise cheerless on this isle today, I walk in a path of light. Can you do that on bad days? Though the sun rise cheerless on this isle today, I walk in a path of light. I know my greatness. That's a lovely line, isn't it? I know my greatness. For I am in the heart of God. That's where my greatness lies. I'm in the heart of God. I can't for a moment fall out of the everlasting arms. And I think that's very important for our churches. If God is not life extending, life uplifting, somewhere we've got it wrong. So we've got to get it right. And if our church is diminishing us, we've got to ask, what's going on? We've got to be guided. I believe that. But I believe more than guided, we've got to be extended. And our lives have got to be extended. I'm on my way to glory. When I was at theological college, I got set an essay on what is glory. And because I thought I could be a clever lad, I went to big books. And I found out that glory was doxa. But what's doxa? Oh, that's a Greek word for glory. I found that glory was the Shekinah. I quite liked that word because it was about hidden brightness. But that was only the Hebrew word for glory. So I hadn't learned anything except words. And then I went to the theological word book. And I looked up glory and it said, see God. Because glory is about the ability to see God. To see God in the world. To see God in others. To see God in holy places. The God who is beneath is also the God of glory. The God who uplifts us. But Christ only came down to lift us into glory. And I believe that the Celts knew that that glory wasn't in a happy land far, far away. It's here, on man. The glory of God is wherever we are. Sometimes it's so layered over, we've got to look hard. But there are surprises, and we get glimpses and gleams of glory. And the Celts believed that God's glory could suddenly be revealed anywhere. Christ before me, Christ behind me, the Christ on my right, my left, beneath me, and above me. We are in God. It's really terribly important for the church and the people of this age to discover that. When I have a retreat on Holy Island, I buy all these clergymen who come, dressed up in their cassocks and looking very serious, a little seaside bucket. And I say to them, I've got a job for you. Go down to the sea and bring it back. The clever ones go down more than once, of course. But what they bring back is so small to what's out there. So I say, go back. immerse your bucket in the sea. And that's what we are like. Totally immersed in God. Far, far bigger than us. And it's a wonderful message. The God who's about us and within us. Shorten it, because you can't maybe remember. It's, circle me, O God, keep light within and darkness out. It's not manipulating God or people. It's not making anything happen that isn't already real and there. It's opening me up to realities. That's all. If God's far off, you've got to ask yourself who moved. It's not God. So can I suggest you learn to affirm your faith? You, Lord, are in this place. Wherever I am, so I just say, you, Lord, are. You actually exist. And this God who exists loves me. And that is a big prayer. Because it acknowledges a presence. It acknowledges that prayer is real. And it's directed at a living God.
Christ be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind me. Christ before me. Christ beside me. Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ in quiet. Christ in
Anglican priest, author and former vicar of Lindisfarne, Reverend David Adam, reflecting on the powerful message contained in just one verse of St. Patrick's Breastplate. And that talk was recorded in St. Andrew's United Reformed Church here in Douglas when David visited the island in 1999. Another author, though quite definitely not from the archives, and broadcaster Richard Littledale is about to set off on another journey, one that's altogether more demanding than a trip over here to the island that he loves so much. Richard's preparing to spend a week in September walking part of the ancient Camino de Santiago, a route that pilgrims have walked for many centuries. He's promised he'll send us reports on his experiences, but right now he's training hard, walking regularly in North Wales where he lives. And he's just sent us this from his most recent expedition.
Yesterday I walked along the coast to Rhyl, quite flat, quite easy, 7 miles, and then got the bus back home. All a bit different today. Today I started my journey in the village of Bethesda, an old quarryman's village. And in the first stages of the journey, you walk out past the scrap heaps on your right from Bethesda Quarry, where there are millions and millions of pieces of discarded slate. And then the valley starts to open up, and in front of you are the mountains in which I now find myself, but I'll tell you more about that in a moment or two. As I was walking along the valley, it was almost isolated. My only companions were some curious sheep and a little sparrow that hopped along one, then two, then three, then four fence posts to follow me. And then just as I was about to take my break, I came across some short form cattle. I don't know if that's what you call them, but they were kind of small cattle, dark chestnut brown come black. And they had that lovely thing that a lot of cattle do, that they seem to find humans mildly fascinating. And so they watched me as I passed by. I guess there's not a lot that's very interesting when you're munching grass all day. So I was a little bit of distraction. So after 4 miles, I stopped at the head of the valley. And now I've started to climb up to Lake Idwell, or Llyn Idwell. Now, usually when I come here, I drive here, and I bring visitors partway up this path, but we never get as far as the lake. It's partly because if I have my beloved Ginny with me, my lurcher, The rough path is not easy for her on her spindly legs. And also we come just to get a view of the mountains. Now I've just stopped and I've turned 180 degrees. And there below me is Llanogwyn, or Ogwyn Lake. And on the other end of the valley, the sun is starting to creep along the faces of the mountains. So to the right, I've got crags in shadow, and to the left, I've got kind of mountain pasture with a golden light across it. But when I start to head back up towards the lake, there's kind of a coronet of mountains and crags that surround it. And each of them is wearing a crown of fluffy cloud. Now you can probably hear I'm a little bit out of breath, but that's okay. This is all about making an effort and preparing myself for a challenge. And I suppose that goes for the concept of pilgrimage itself. A few years ago, I wrote a book all about pilgrimage called Journey, the Way of the Disciple. And what I talked about in that book was that pilgrimage makes actual and physical those things which are conceptual in our normal Christian life. So, the fact that we are leaving things behind us, the fact that we're heading for a destination that we can't yet see, the fact that we try not to carry too many burdens with us on the way, the fact that we need provisions and sometimes have to rely on miraculous means to find them, and the fact that we make and depend upon companionships and friendships along the way. All those things in the act of pilgrimage become a physical reality. And by experiencing the physical reality, pilgrims over the centuries have then reflected differently on the spiritual reality. And I'm very much hoping that's going to happen for me. Having studied it and written about it and talked about it on the radio, I really want to experience that for myself.
Christ, rising in glory, scatter the darkness from your hearts and your minds. Christ, the risen and ascended Lord, scatter the darkness from this world, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you, Pilgrim in Training, Richard Littledale, and we'll be hearing more from him next month, not from North Wales, but from the ancient pilgrimage route, the Camino de Santiago. But right now, we need to turn our attention to our notice board. We're just about to start week two of the Port St. Mary Beach Mission with daily sessions every weekday from 0 to 17-year-olds in six different age groups. Children and young people are welcome to attend as many or as few of the free sessions as they wish, but they must be registered before attending their first session, and the easiest way to do this is via the website psmbm.im, the first letter of each word, Port St. Mary Beach Mission, psmbm.im. And the Peel Beach Mission starts tomorrow, Monday, August the 3rd. Now, that's the good news, but the sad news is that this year will be the final year of the Peel Beach Mission that started in 1965 and has given so much fun to so many young people for just over 60 years. You can find their programme on their Facebook page. Just search for Peel Beach Mission. And it's worth checking because this year's programme is a little different. Every morning, starting tomorrow, the 3rd, team members will be at the kiosk on Peel Promenade from a quarter to 11 onwards, happy to chat with anyone with a few minutes to spare. Then each afternoon between 2 p.m. and 4, there'll be activities for children on the shore. Games, songs, puppets, quizzes, stories, and lots more. All children from age 4 upwards are welcome, but children below 4 will need to be accompanied by an adult, please. Don't forget the Family Fun Day this Tuesday, the 4th, in St John's Parish Church Hall. And it's all about bees and their importance in our ecosystem. It's free admission and you can buzz in any time on Tuesday between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. The legendary bee expert Harry Owens will be there with his fellow beekeepers. Find out how we get honey, candles and polish from bees. You can enjoy a bee cake and a drink. Enter the Creator Manx Bee Competition and follow the bee trail in the church. And this really is a great day out for all ages. That's Tuesday the 4th in St John's Parish Church Hall. On Wednesday evening, St Thomas's Church, just off the promenade near the Gaiety Theatre here in Douglas, invite you to an hour of music with John Riley and friends. It starts at 7:45 with free admission, delicious refreshments afterwards, and donations towards church funds would be welcome if you wish. In St Catherine's Church in Port Erin, the popular series of summer concerts continues this Thursday evening, August the 6th, with a concert by Musicale, conducted by Judy Cross. It starts at 7:30 with free admission, a retiring collection and light refreshments afterwards. And we finish with a look at special services next Sunday, August the 9th. New Life Ramsey, the independent Methodist church in Chapel Lane in the heart of Ramsey, invites you to a very special service next Sunday morning. The central part of the service will be showing a brand new film called Nature's Witness. It's a short film about how the natural world can point us to God. It's been filmed entirely around the island and includes lots of Manx landscapes and wildlife. The service is 11 a.m. next Sunday the 9th, followed by a buffet lunch. There's no charge, no need to book, just a warm welcome for everyone. The Mothers' Union on the island is celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Mothers' Union worldwide with a celebration service in the cathedral next Sunday, August the 9th, at 2 p.m. Bishop Tricia will preach, and this will be the first chance to hear the brand new Together Gospel Choir with a special guest soloist. There'll be refreshments afterwards and a warm welcome for everyone. This isn't just for Mothers' Union members, it's a chance to celebrate all that Mothers' Union does to change lives in some of the world's poorest countries and to give thanks for the work that they do, often quietly and unseen, in areas of need here on our island. That's the cathedral next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And finally, also next Sunday, there's another bilingual Manx and English service in Bigarrow Chapel on the main road just outside Kirkmichael. It's next Sunday the 9th at 6:30. It'll be a short bilingual service with harp music, poetry from Manx bards, contemplative chants and popular hymns too. And there'll be refreshments afterwards. And weather permitting, after the service, there's an optional walk to Cabell Ferric and Spoot Vein. And that's all that we have time for now, but I'll be back tonight at 9 o'clock with Sundown. And I'd love you to come and join me in our virtual lounge for our usual mix of your requests and dedications and the choicest easy listening music you could wish for. But for now, this is Judith saying thank you for listening and wishing you and those you love a blessed and peaceful week, and a very good morning.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.